Każdy, kto chce zrozumieć sens polskiej debaty publicznej, a przede wszystkim spór między Polską a Unią Europejską.
Everyone wants to understand the sense of public debate in Poland, but above all, dispute between the EU and Poland has confronted the meaning of a word, rule of law. Substantially is the key word. The European Commission and all European representatives of the bureaucracy says quite often, pointing what is allegedly not followed and give the reason why Poland can't receive the money from the so-called nations recovery fund. That's the excuse. They say in Poland there is no rule of law, but what does it all mean? What is the rule of law? Is description itself in English, the rule of law is the rule of law? In democratic countries, rule of law relies on the same thing. They rely on the government to follow regulations and articles of law which have been legally accepted before. In Poland, any law to be legal has to go through the legislation journey. Is it the same in any other country? Of course, every country had its own way to do it and has different steps of validity.
Musi przejść drogę legislacyjną. Tak jest we wszystkich innych państwach, choć oczywiście w różnych państwach są różne stopnie tego obowiązywania. I dlatego w Polsce najpierw taka ustawa musi zostać przyjęta przez Sejm, czyli niższą izbę parlamentu.
In Poland, this kind of activity has to be accepted by Sejm, which is the lower house of the parliament. Next is going to Senate, which is the higher house of the parliament. Senate has a month to submission of the amendments and conclusions. And next step is for all acts to come back to Sejm. If Senate has no objections, the Sejm accepts the act in the primary version. If Senate has objections, we are dealing with another vote where we needed a qualified majority and the act goes through. We have also two other ways to verify it or to check it. If it's right, with compatible with the Constitution, first, we can appeal to the Constitutional Court, the separate organ which may declare it unconstitutional. And then we need a qualified majority to reject it. Practically, this never happens. The second one is a presidential veto. If there is no presidential veto or parliament doesn't reject it, that means the law applies. This is how it is in Poland. In other EU countries, there is no constitutional court and the Supreme Court plays this role or the other legal organ. Nevertheless, it looks very similar everywhere. This is an act and is approved by parliament after, is verified by the same parliament if it is two-house parliament, next is approved by someone who is the president or the other head of state. That was exactly in Poland if it comes to court reform. The main difference between the system which was implemented in 2018 and the system that was existing before is just one thing. That was the way of selecting judges. In the Polish Constitution, which is applied now and previously, it says that a special law organ exists called the National Council of the Judiciary, which manages the judiciary.
W polskiej konstytucji, w tej konstytucji, która obowiązywała i obowiązuje cały czas, wspomina się o tym, że istnieje specjalny organ państwa nazwany Krajową Radą Sądownictwa, która to Krajowa Rada Sądownictwa decyduje, czy zarządza warstwą sędziowską. Tak to można by było powiedzieć w taki normalny sposób. Czyli decyduje o tym, kto zostanie
wskazany. We could describe it as a normal way. It decides who is a candidate for the judge, decides about his promotions, his positions and how he's going to function. This is the law organ that we create after 1989 under the agreement of the round table between opposition elites and the communists' power. It is supposed to ensure a soft transition from totalitarian and communists to a democratic one. Why the soft one? Because the National Council of the Judiciary was created for looking after those judges who came from the old communist system. It's supposed to ensure that nothing happens to them. It was supposed to be on guard. That was the real task, be on guard against those judges who were doing unfairly in the communist system, where no independence was not punished and nothing happened to them. After many years of the function of this legal organ, public opinion polls were conducted and it came to many polls are not happy about how it all works. It all was so clear in the social research polls, where polls clearly been saying that the Polish system is bad, inoperative, unfunctional, and above all opinions were that the judges itself become a layer itself. or you can call it in a closed casta.
W sondażach, w pogłębionych badaniach ludzie po prostu uważali, że polski system jest systemem źle działającym, niesprawnym, niefunkcjonalnym, a przede wszystkim wyjątkowo często pojawiały się słowa mówiące o tym, że sędziowie stali się warstwą samą w sobie albo zamkniętą kastą. Faktycznie, Krajowa Rada Sądownictwa została skonstruowana w taki mianowicie sposób, że składała się ona z pierwszego prezesa Sądu Najwyższego, czyli to jest czynnik sędziowski, prezesa Naczelnego Sądu Administracyjnego, czyli drugi sędzia.
The National Council of the Judiciary was made and its construction looked this way. On the top was the first president of the Supreme Court, the president of the Administrative Court, which is a second judge, minister of justice and his... And this position came from the democratic vote and a person nominated by the president, which is a second person from the political vote. Next, we have 15 members elected from judges, 4 MPs and 2 senators. It's easy to see that is in this system the vast majority were judges. 15 normal judges and 2 representative of higher law organs against 8 people who came, let's say it, from the elections. I mean, here, representatives of the president, the Ministry of Justice, MPs and senators. This kind of system was working almost unchanged since 1989. It means clearly that any kind of influence of the normal citizens on the whole system was minimal, were impossible, because we have 60 or even 70% of this legal organ are judges who are not subject to any democratic procedures, not even indirect. It had to lead to what we are seeing in polls. The majority of citizens were convinced that the system is wrong. Judges are casta and protect each other. They never get any responsibility and so on. The majority of Poles had a feeling of injustice. To change was the reform of KRS, which is the National Council of the Judiciary, to put inside of the minimal democratic factor.
W Polsce miał poczucie daleko idącej niesprawiedliwości. I żeby to zmienić, jednym ze sposobów było właśnie zreformowanie sposobu funkcjonowania KRS, czyli Krajowej Rady Sądownictwa, w taki sposób, żeby wprowadzić tam minimum czynnika demokratycznego. Polska Konstytucja wyraźnie mówiła o tym, że KRS tworzy 15 sędziów, tak jak to powiedziałem. Co zmieniono? Nie zmieniono tego, że 15...
Polish constitution is clear about it, that this legal organ is created by 15 judges. As I said, what has been changed? It hasn't been changed the rule about 15 judges, but they changed their selection mode. Before they were elected by any other judges, but now they are supposed to be chosen by same majority. Of course, some criteria had to be made, like any candidate has to be supported by 25 MPs, has to meet professional criteria, education and practice, and so on. But only the basic rule has changed their selection mode. Before they were elected by the other judges, now they are supposed to be chosen by same majority in a qualified manner. It's easy to see that we are dealing with the same system of judges election, but the change is delicate and based on their selected mode. In this new way, after 2018, from all 9,000 judges, we elected a new 2,500. They are part of adjudicating panels. It comes to civil, administrative and criminal cases.
Sędziów zostało wybranych w tym nowym trybie po 2018 roku około 2,500 sędziów, którzy uczestniczą oczywiście w różnego rodzaju składach orzekających, zarówno jeśli chodzi o sprawy cywilne, jak i chodzi o sprawy administracyjne, jak i chodzi o sprawy karne. Teraz kością niezgody, tą najważniejszą jest to, że Komisja Europejska domaga się, albo inaczej opierając się, czy idąc za głosem dużej części...
A bone of connection is that European Commission demands, following the voice of previous judges, that newly elected judges and their ruling be denied. This means every sentence in Poland sentenced after 2018 by any of these judges elected by new criteria could be contested. This is what European Commission demands. This is all about. It means that the Polish system is based on what was accepted by all legal sources. Under the Polish constitution, all these judges were nominated by the president because it's he who makes a decision. That the Polish system does not apply. What's more, From the perspective of the majority of citizens in Poland, this means chaos. It's easy to imagine that one third of newly elected judges are part of the most adjudicating panels. They are not majority, but for example, one of these kinds of judges belongs to these panels. So if we would honor the claims of the European Commission from Poland, if we would honor that what they want, the whole legal system in Poland would be destroyed.
Z widzenia ogółu obywateli totalny chaos, no bo łatwo sobie wyobrazić, że w Polsce, jeśli 1/3 już prawie sędziów jest wybrana według nowego trybu, czyli orzekają oni praktycznie w zdecydowanej większości składów orzekających, to znaczy nie są większością, ale są przynajmniej jeden z takich sędziów znajduje się w takim składzie orzekającym, to gdyby uznać roszczenie Unii Europejskiej w stosunku do Polski, gdyby uznać to, czego domaga się Komisja Europejska od Polski, polski system prawny zostałby totalnie i całkowicie zniszczony. Także tu nie chodzi o praworządność. Tu chodzi o to, kto będzie decydował o tym, jaki system.
So it's not about the rule of law, it's about what jurisdiction system has to be in any other country and who is supposed to do it. Brussels or Poland. And it's about if Poland will keep their sovereignty clause acceptance. What European Commission is required is any agreement that every single judge might undermine the competence of another judge who was elected and nominated would lead Poland to chaos. The state would not work and the legal systems and citizens were not happy. This is de facto end of the state. And this is all about. Not about the rule of law, but the safe, fundamental civil and state law rights. Fundamental rights.
Zachowanie podstawowych praw państwa i obywateli w Polsce.